Hello, everyone, and welcome to finally the February contest recording. As many of you may already know, I'm going through some, like, ridiculous health issues, so I'm a little slow, but right now I'm okay, at least for the time being, so I'm gonna bust out this motherfucking recording. First off, PK, in the wondrous word file. This was an interesting move for you, but I'm not exactly sure what to think about it. On the one hand, you definitely brought the grit and intensity, and you know I undeniably cling to that shit. But I think you may have let yourself go just a little bit too much. And I mean, letting yourself go in terms of creativity is one thing, but I believe you let the technique go a little bit too. There was a noticeable word distribution in this piece, where repeated words came with very little separation, and that, as you certainly do know, left a sour taste in my mouth. As there was no real reason for it, especially with someone from who has such a broad vocabulary, you know, I kind of had to sit there and go, this isn't typical you. So I'm kind of on that fence right now, you know? It's like, you definitely brought, I mean, come on, you brought slut magic to the AGWC, and that's just a good time. But I think it could have been a lot better, at least at the end of the day. That's kind of my overall impression. Good, but not great. And you are certainly a great writer, capable of great, wondrous things. Time to scroll through the word file, gonna sing a little bit, because I feel like it. Tenkin-chan. You presented an interesting concept with this piece, and it was an okay read. There are some grammatical issues that were a bit distracting, though. The word repetition was a bit bothersome, and the intro could have been a hell of a lot more enticing. It got to the point where the piece became redundant as well. I honestly think you could trim a lot of it, you know, cut the fat, and it would be a lot better. Either way, for a first entry, it was a nice exploration, and I look forward to more. More scrolling, yeah. Princess of Death's Kingdom. Sadly, I stopped after the first two sentences. I'll finish, don't worry, but I'm going to make this clear up front. If you can't capitalize I, as in, properly edit your piece, then I'm not going to take it seriously. When you submit something here, you need to take it like you're submitting to an actual publishing house. I'm gonna die. Everyone has to start somewhere, though. So, I'm gonna take a backseat, roll it back to the, you know, wonderful winter writing workshop, and just put it like this. You need to go out and pick up a grammatical help book. Either WriteSource 2000, the Brown Book of Grammar, whatever fucking shit people are using these days that actually makes sense. Pick it up to help you develop your writing techniques. You need to boost these things before a judge can sit and read the work at a meaningful level. And what I mean by that is that as the reader, if I'm going through your work and every line I see something that is just not grammatically right, I go, oh god, it's another grammatical error. This takes my mind away from even caring about things like plot, characters, development, message, all of those higher level things immediately get pushed out of my brain when I just get a clusterfuck of grammatical problems. You know, people don't just know these rules to begin with. They need to be taught, and they need to be learned, and they need to be ingrained. So please, you know, take the time. If you enjoy writing, pick up a help book and figure it out. And you can go from there. More scrolling to Kate. This was okay, Kate, but I believe you can do better. You have some unusual breaks, and to force the rhyme scheme, yeah, fucked up the syllables pretty hardcore. When it comes to lovey-dovey shit, I would have liked to have seen some more action, grit, you know, drama, whatever. I would have liked to have seen something that would have made my heart beat, you know, would have made my stomach churn in a non-ER-inducing trip way, whatever. You know what I like. You should know this by now. You had potential to put in some really deep gouging stuff, but you left it hanging, and I think it's in that regard that you fell short. Next up, Teal Flower, 1928. Teal, it's always hard to judge things this short. To be frank, I've never been a fan of set rhyme schemes. It always feels too confined and limited. In terms of the work, you have some mistakes that I should point out. I'm pretty sure that you meant for lovers to be possessive. And till in its current form means plow or cash box. And I don't think that's what you mean either. It's a nice first appearance, but I prefer to see things that invoke a lot of imagery and slam it home with some grit and intensity. And in this case, the intensity is sorely lacking. Either way, this is your first appearance as well. So, I'm not all that surprised. You kind of need to learn the lay of the land a little bit. But, with this start, you did well. And so, I am looking forward to Noir. Unbelievably, I thought there were more entries than this. But they're not. That's it. I went through the word file pretty fast. So, why it took me this long, I don't really know. The gold magic prize and scoreboard will be updated probably today. And with that said, you know it's coming. I'm digging down deep, pushing the pain aside to say, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!